Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. Well, as I promised last week, we're going to continue on in a message I began last week, Fully Alive in Christ. And the Lord directed me in this fashion because I sense in the Spirit there are so many of you that are listening that are hungry for more of God. You're not satisfied. You're so grateful for your salvation. You're thankful to God for His many blessings and that He's brought you through so many great and sore trials, right? But you're not satisfied. You want more. And that's my heart's desire as well. And so in order to ask the Lord and to pray about that, the Lord directed me to the book of Ephesians and that wonderful epistle that Paul wrote. And what he shares, all last week we're just looking at the second chapter. And maybe when I end this message, we'll look at a few verses in the third chapter. But we were talking about possessing the revelation that the Apostle Paul enjoyed. He said at one point, he said, "I didn't learn these things by man, but it was by revelation of Jesus Christ." And so, beloved, while we may love the Lord with all of our heart, we may study the Word, attend church, do all the things that are important for a faithful Christian, nonetheless, there is a measure of enlightenment, of understanding, of revelation that has to come from God alone. That's why when Jesus, and that's what happens, you know, beloved, when we begin to hear the gospel message, God has to open an individual's heart so that it begins to penetrate. I remember it was a really dramatic moment in my life. I had been being drawn to Christianity, and some friends had taken me to a home meeting, and it was Albany, California. And there was a brother, an evangelist from the Los Angeles area, and he was preaching, and I just got very discouraged and depressed because I thought, you know what, this is not for me. No, I mean, and I was really disappointed because I thought maybe I'd been so searching for answers, and then all of a sudden, I'm sure they could see my face. I was sitting on the floor cross-legged with, you know, my Berkeley custom sandals and my headband, and, you know, God did a great work of deliverance in my life. Anyway, all of a sudden, I started hearing. I mean, all of a sudden, he started preaching differently, or I had ears to hear. That's why Jesus said to, you know, so frequently to the multitudes, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Because those who were not ready to receive it, but you remember your own experiences before you were saved. Somebody might have been speaking about the gospel to you, and you were closed, you didn't want to hear it, there was no entry into your heart. And it is, you know, no one comes to the Father except the Holy Spirit draw him, and so, or to Jesus, and so it is a work of God. We love him because he first loved us. At any rate, at one point toward the end of his message, he turned to me. He says, "Young lady, God is speaking to your heart." And I nodded and I said, "Yes, I know that." And they prayed for me not to receive salvation. I wasn't ready for that, but I knew something was happening. And so that was my story in terms of, but he who has ears to hear, that they're blind and they're deaf, those that are not open to the gospel. And if they've continually hardened their heart, perhaps they can reach a point of being reprobate, that they want want nothing to do at all with the gospel. And so it's important we have ears to hear. And as we grow in the Lord, beloved, there is a depth of understanding that God gives as we are diligent to seek the Lord in prayer and in reading the Word. There is a level of revelation that comes. He imparts it, understanding out of the Word. And so these magnificent truths that Paul is sharing in the book of Ephesians were something he experienced. It was something he was actually, he partook of. And I was trying to find that scripture where he said, well, I don't want to take time right now, but where he said, you know, it was, he received this by revelation. And so we have been talking about being fully alive in Christ. And I believe being fully alive, that abundant life that Jesus promised, will come with successive understanding of the very simple but exceedingly profound message of the gospel. All that Paul was saying in that chapter, that second chapter, he said, we have been made one, not only with the Jews, we who are Gentiles, and Jews made one with the Gentiles, because there's only one body of Christ, and he is the head. But we are one with Jesus. We were sometimes far off, but we've been made nigh by the blood of Christ. And he abolished in his flesh, Jesus did, the law of commandments. And he for to make in himself of twain one new man. And so we are one with Jesus. The beautiful prayer that Jesus prayed as it, what is it, 14, 15, 16 chapter of John, where he was saying, Father, that they could be one, even as we are one. Well, we have been made one with Jesus, and that we have been betrothed to him. And that marriage supper, that marriage ceremony is going to happen. It's yet in the future, but that we live as one betrothed and engaged. And so Jesus made of himself and of each one of us. Jesus was the last man, Adam. He made of you and of me. It's he made one new man, and we are one with Christ Jesus. So think about that. Think about that. We now, our physical body has not been redeemed yet. That will only happen when Jesus returns at the sound of that last trump, and we will receive a glorious body like his body. But no, unless he comes, we will all go by way of the grave. But let me ask, is Jesus tormented by fear? Is he sick? Is he miserable? Is he bankrupt? Is he defeated? Well, you'd say, of course not, Sister Judith. Of course not. He's none of those things. Then if we are one with him, and if we understand in the beauty and the depth of what Paul was telling us in the in those early chapters of Ephesians, the second and the third, then we don't have to stay in any of these conditions of defeat, because we are in Jesus. He is in us. And when battles come, and they surely will, Jesus will be your shield. He will give you strength to carry on, to continue to fight the good fight. And if sickness comes, and of course, that's why it was instituted in the early church, if any be sick among you, let him call for the elders, let him lay hands upon him, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, you may not have opportunity to do that. You don't have to do that. You can stand on the Word. Tremendous testimonies over the years of people who have just stood on the Word of God, might not have happened immediately, but as they continued to believe in their heart, to declare it and confess it, and to know that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, they've experienced healing or deliverance or whatever it was. There's many different ways. God uses prayer cloths. He did through the Apostle Paul. Even through Peter, remember when he walked by, people were healed by his shadow. And so because Jesus is in a glorified state, he wants us to share of his glory. That's what he prayed. I mean, it's a beautiful, I'm not going to take time to turn to it except to make reference. But if you're going through a battle, he will be your strength. He will, if sickness comes, he will heal you. And if financial needs arise, Jesus will undertake. He'll make provision, sometimes in amazing ways, whatever those needs are. And if we determined to keep our mind and our heart set on things above, then we won't be walking around with our head and our emotions and our spirit in the molly grubs. We, regardless of whatever condition we face, regardless of whatever circumstances you have to go through, you can face whatever opposition, whatever battles, in peace and full assurance that Jesus is your answer and your deliverer. And, you know, it takes time to learn this. It really, this is a process. Because while you might agree with everything I'm saying, that's not probably been your experience. And I'll, you know what, if I'm honest, it hasn't been my experience. We do our best, we praise, we put on the whole armor of God, we do everything we can in terms of spiritual warfare. But this is a process that comes from a deep-seated belief of what Jesus said was actually true. Of course we affirm it. We would not deny it. But it comes by revelation and by meditating on the word. Remember, Paul came to the place where he could say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise God. Well, more to share, and I hope you can be with us tomorrow. If at any time this broadcast time is not convenient, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I want to let you know, those that are listening, UCM partners, or just my radio family. Some of you may be new. Some of you have listened. I have a dear, sweet sister who listened for, I think she said 25 years and actually wrote. So if the Holy Spirit, you know who you are if you're listening, I won't call your name, Sister Karen. I said I wouldn't do that. Anyway, I love you guys, and with all my heart, I pray for his best in your life. Till tomorrow, you know, so give our contact information. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.